Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 156.
Testing.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors retire from the chamber. The Sergeant Arms will close the doors. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Sergeant Arms Garland Shepherd. We'd ask everyone to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Shepherd.
If you'll join me in prayer. Most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, as we come to you this afternoon through your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to touch us and lift us up and bless our families and our friends. We pray for those who are here and those who are away. We ask for safe travel. We ask for a good, restful time. And we also ask, Lord, that Thanksgiving be something that we remember that comes through you. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for November 14th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
And Representative Lewis moves the journal for November 14th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved. Chair will suspend Rule 12H for the duration of our session today. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. House Bill 1029, an act to realign the congressional districts. The enrolling clerk reports the following resolution duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. House Joint Resolution 1026, a joint resolution adjourning the session reconvened pursuant to Section 1 of Resolution 2019-20.
Chapter bills will be noted. Notices and announcements. Message from the Senate, the clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to your honorable body notifying that pursuant to Senate Resolution 702, second edition, a Senate resolution electing Dwight D. Stone to the Board of Governors of the University of North Carolina. The Senate has elected Dwight D. Stone to fill the vacancy of the remainder of the expired term of the University of North Carolina Board of Governors. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted. Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to House Joint Resolution 1026, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, January 14th, 2020 at 12 o'clock noon, subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative White, that the House do now adjourn. That pursuant to House Joint Resolution 1026, do adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, January 14th, 2020, at 12 noon, subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.